Hallelujah. He's so worthy to be praised. Thank God. Thank God. He's worthy. You know, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, some of the people were pulling down branches from trees and throwing them in the way as he rode into Jerusalem. And they were saying, Hosanna. Hosanna, which means save now. Hosanna, Hosanna. You know, that's what they were saying to him. Hosanna. And some of those religious folks said, so make them hold their peace. Make them hold their peace, right? My God, but Jesus said, if these hold their peace, hallelujah. If these hold their peace, thank God. Listen to what Jesus said. They had to praise him. He's worthy of praise. Yeah. Isn't that right? Yeah. Jesus is worthy to be praised. Yeah. Thank God. But see, the religious leaders, they didn't understand spiritual things. They were corner-minded. And so therefore, they said, make them hold their peace. Hallelujah. Make them be quiet. But they couldn't be quiet. There wasn't no time to be quiet. It was time to praise God. And saints of God, we need to praise him tonight. Not only the people pray. I'm going to read some scripture tonight. For we're going to see not only God. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. But there are other things that praise God. Not only people. Amen. Praise God. But hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the love of God. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, have your way tonight, Lord. We came tonight to praise, to honor, to magnify your name, to worship thee in spirit and in truth, Lord. Move by your spirit. Have your way tonight, Lord. Cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Let your divine will be done tonight. And we'll praise and magnify your name in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. As the pastor was saying this morning, we have room to grow and places to go. Isn't that right? I know I do. Thank God. The Bible says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we have some growing up to do. Hallelujah. Because we want to please him tonight. You know, God have called us to be good soldiers. Isn't that right? He really have. And so therefore we want, as true children of God, we want to please God. And you know, as we grow older, now age don't really make you old. But I tell you what make you old. Thinking old make you old. Giving up make you old. Isn't that right? You better believe it. But thank God, just like a man, you remember Caleb? He was 85 years old, and he was strong, and he was ready, thank God, to go up against the giants. Isn't that right? Why? Because he loved God. He served God out of a pure heart. He served God with all that was in him. We got to give God our all. Isn't that right? God, you can't serve God half-heartedly and please him. You got to give him your all. That's what he's calling for. Did you get that? Amen. Let's look at some scripture here. What does it say? Luke 19:40. See, the devil is a liar. Amen. But God is faithful. God is true and holy and pure. And you know, God is doing something for us in the church here. Let's don't lag behind. Let's follow closely. Let's be obedient to the voice of God. Because God is speaking to us here in this church. Isn't that right? What does the scripture say there?
He answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out.
If these hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Because the people was praising God. And he's due. He was due that praise. He was due that honor. He was due that respect. Because he was the Son of God. And he came on a mission. And he did the work of his Father, not leaving one stone unturned. But he did the will of God. Amen. If these hold their peace, they said, make them be quiet. Make them shut up. But Jesus said, if these hold their peace, what will happen? The rocks will cry out. Hallelujah. Do you not know that? I got to get some scripture in Psalms here. Let's look at something here. For God demands praise because he deserves it. Doesn't it? He deserved praise. Let's look at Psalms. Hallelujah. I think it's 148. Let me see if I can. Psalms 148. Is that what? Yes, Psalms 148. Let's go with that tonight, because that song that he just played there, by praising the Lord, saints of God, we don't praise God enough, and we miss out on a lot for not praising God. We really do. If we would say, Lord, I know you said that you promised me this, Lord, and I believe you, and I'm gonna trust you, and I'm gonna praise you for it now in advance. Amen? That's what we need to do. Amen, because God is faithful. What does the scripture say here? Psalms 148, beginning at verse 1. Hallelujah. What does it say? Uh-huh. Stop. Praise him, all ye angels. How many other angels praise God? Don't they? And they do a good job. They not half-heartedly. They praise God. You look in Revelation, you see the angels praising God, don't you? Thank God, because God is so worthy, saints of God. You see the seraphims, the six-winged angels, that they have two wings to cover their feet, two wings to cover their face, and two wings to fly away. But they're praising God. Hallelujah, because he deserves it. Hallelujah. What did it say? Praise him what? Angels and hosts. Uh-huh. Stop right there. Praise ye him, sun and moon. God made the sun to rule by day, right? And the moon to rule by night. Is the sun ruling by day? Does the sun rule by day? It does, doesn't it? That sun shine. It does shine. And it light up the world, doesn't it? And you see, now right now, it's the sun is down here, but in other places, the sun is up and it's shining bright. Isn't that right? See, God is a great God. Nobody could do what God can do, because he's faithful and true, and he has all power. There's nothing too hard for God. Can we believe that? Do we believe that? Nothing too hard for God, because God, hallelujah, he said, let there be light, and there was light. Hallelujah. He's God. Praise him, sun and moon. And the moon at night shine. It's praising the Lord. You better believe it is. Hallelujah. Read. What's the next one say? Stop. Praise him, all ye stars of light. The stars, they shine. Now, over here where we live, it's not real dark. And a lot of times you can't see a lot of stars. But you go to some of those places where it's dark, you can see stars, can't you? How many of them I'm talking about? Isn't that right? You can see stars because they're there. Praise to him, stars of light. And they're praising God. Why? Because God told them to. Hallelujah. Read. Praise ye him, ye heavens. Of heavens. The waters praise God? Yes. You better believe it, dude. How did God told him, praise ye him, waters above the heavens. They're praising God. Because, see, everything obey God, really. Yes. I mean, better than man. And man is the one that God gave sense, didn't he? Five senses. God gave man. Man can make choices. Hallelujah. And man is rebellion against God. told me that I'm a rebellious against God. But God is faithful and good and true. And as Pastor Bennett brought out this morning, there are two ways. Isn't that right? A broad way and a narrow way. The broad way leads to destruction. And many of that be which go in therein. That broad way is crowded tonight. People are out there on the broad way committing sin. They're lying, stealing, cheating, drinking. And the devil, you know what the devil tell them? You all right. The devil tell them that. You don't have nothing to worry about. Why does the devil tell people that? The devil is a deceiver. He's a liar. And he's the one that started the lying. Isn't that right? He was a liar, and he is a liar. Hallelujah. But God's faithful. God is true. God's above all. And we need to magnify him. We need to lift him up. We need to praise him. We need to thank him for his goodness. Isn't that right? He's good to us. He's given us health and strength. But he saved our souls. So therefore, we got a lot to look forward to. What? Heaven. Isn't that right? Heaven is our home. But saints of God, while we're here, let's work for him with everything that's in us. Jesus said, occupy till I come. That don't mean sit around and twiddle your thumbs. I mean, get out there and do what, let God lead you. Follow God. Obey God. Be a witness. Be a light. And as Brother Willie was saying, about our families need to see the light in us to the extent that they want to come to God. And when we do that, I think we're doing something. Isn't that right? Because your family last time is the hardest one to win. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. But God is good. Let's don't give up. Let's keep believing God. Let's keep trusting God. Let's keep living right. And let's keep praising God. And that song said, praise, praise. Thank God. We can't praise God enough. But we don't praise him enough. What does it say?
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
They
said God commanded they were created, didn't it? Let that he talked about, he just created the stars and just put them up there. And he knew them all by name. Yes. What a mighty God we serve. A mighty God. He knew all those stars by name. Read.
He has also established them forever and ever.
Uh-huh.
He has made a decree.
He
shall not be passed.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord from earth, ye dragons.
All deeps. Fire and hail.
Wait a minute, stop a minute. Fire and hail? What does it say about the fire and hail?
Fire and hail.
Uh-huh.
Snow.
Yeah, snow. My God, the snow. When that snow gets to falling, and I'm glad I'm not up there where the snow is snowing. Now, when I was young, I loved it. I used to go out there and make snowmen, you know, and throw snowballs when I was young. But I'm not young no more. Amen? So therefore, I don't like the snow. Now, my sweetheart's talking about she want to see snow. You know, she want to like to go where some snow is. Well, we might go and look at it and turn around and come back. Yeah, because my, it's cold. But like I said, when I was young, I loved it. And that some people still love it. Young and old still love it. But I'm an old man and I don't love it no more. Amen. Hallelujah. What does it say? The snow.
Snow and vapors.
Stormy winds.
Fulfilling his word.
Doing what?
Fulfilling his word.
My. What a mighty God we serve. Read. Mountain and all his hills, the earth of the Lord, the fullness thereof, the worlds and they that dwell therein, everything belongs to God. Hallelujah. And God demands respect, doesn't he? Yes, he does. He does. He demands respect. Thank God. Read.
Fruitful trees and all cedars.
Uh-huh.
My.
That's taking in everything, isn't it? Read.
Kings of the earth.
See, God have power over the kings, doesn't it? I mean, some kings, you know, they like Nebuchadnezzar. We talked about him not long ago. Nebuchadnezzar, he thought he was such a big high-minded man, didn't he? said, look what I've done. I've done this. When God got through with him, he's out there crawling like some animal. Fingernails growing out like bird claws. My God. And God let that happen to him. And God brought him back and restored his kingdom. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Saints of God, we that know God, hallelujah. They that know their God shall what? Be strong and do exploits. We're going to, in the name of the Lord, we can do this. Amen. We can speak the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God and see things take place. Believe in God. Trust in God. Amen. Walk in the will of God. Read. Kings of the earth, yeah, God got control over them. And all people, read my Bible, says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Everything. Everything. And saints of God. Now, you know that? That said everything, but you know that really means us mainly. I mean, well, it means for everything, but we know we're going to praise. That's what I'm saying. We are commanded to pray. We love him. And if you love God, you'll praise him. You honor him. You fear him. You magnify his name. And hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. That's the reason why when Jesus rode into Jerusalem and they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, save now, Hosanna, Hosanna, thank God. Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. And those old hypocrites, those were hypocrites that said, make them hold their peace. Because if they hold their peace, well, read that again. If they hold their peace, what he said would happen? Isn't what Jesus said? If they hold their peace, if they be quiet. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke. Yeah. Thank God. Luke 19, right? If these hold their peace, what will happen? The stone would immediately cry out. Are you going to let the stones do what you're supposed to be doing? I think not. Hallelujah. We bet not. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, praise. Hallelujah. Praise. Play some more of that song. Yes, I want to play some more of that song. It's a portion of it anyway. Listen to what it says here. Amen. God wants us to praise him. He does. He wants us to praise him. We said we're praying and we're not seeing answers. Begin to praise God. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to magnify him. Begin to honor him. Thank God. And we'll see. Amen. Things done. We'll see prayers answered. We will, saints. Hallelujah. You know why? Because praising is obeying God. Being obedient to his voice. Hallelujah.
Praise. we praise you, glory and honor.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Read it some more of that. Hallelujah. All what?
Judges.
All judges of the earth. Now, you know, judges got a lot of power. Y'all know that? They have. They got a lot of power. Amen. But God's calling for them to praise him. And it's coming a time that every knee going to bow. They might not do it now, but it's going to come a time every knee going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It's coming. Amen? So I want to do it now. I want to praise him now and love him now and honor him now and let him be seen in my life. Amen. Now, we're coming to the end of the year. And we can ask a question. What have God taught me this year? And what have I learned? Isn't that right? What have God taught me this year? And what have I learned? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God have taught us some things, haven't he? He really have. But how much have we? See, you know, in order for me to learn something, I have to take notes and review. I have to review things in order to learn. Now, some people, they you know, might hear something once or twice and got it, but not me, lots of times. Just like I'm learning how to play the violin. Oh, boy. What a challenge. But God is helping me. And I'm thinking about Christmas coming and play at least two songs. I'm thinking about it. So y'all pray. If I come and play, y'all just be praying while I'm playing. All right? But I'm thinking about it anyway. God is good, saint, and he's greatly to be praised. All judges, amen. Some judges today act like they think they're God. Some of them do. I'm telling you. Some of them act like they think they are God, but they're not. Amen. They're just men. And hallelujah. And let's pray that God open their eyes to the truth, that they'll see the truth, and they'll repent and turn to God by faith, knowing that the only one true God, only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? People trying all kind of ways, and they're teaching all kind of doctrines. The Bible speaks about doctrines of devils. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Amen. There's some doctrines of devils. They say they'd be speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and command to abstain from meat. They would do that, and they're doing it today. But thank God that we know the truth.
Yes.
That you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Hallelujah. Thank God. So we are free tonight. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Isn't that right? So we're free. And in the midst of all the hypocrisy, in the midst of people being bound, people are bound tonight in chains. He's playing that song, right? But God's setting people free from the chains. Amen. Break every chain. Amen. And a lot of people need chains broken. They do. Hallelujah. So let's seek the face of God, and let's trust God, and let's praise and honor and magnify God, and we'll see some things happen. We're coming down to the end of the year. And saints of God, let's make sure that we are ready to go forward, continue to go forward in the Lord. Not to back up. You know, the devil causes people to back up if they're not careful. We've got to seek God. Get in the Word of God. Praise him. Honor him. Magnify him. The Bible said, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." What? Because he trusteth in thee. Isn't that right? We've got to keep our mind stayed on the Lord. Because as Pastor Venable was saying, that if you stop trusting God and stop obeying God, well, the current from the world will just push you on back. That's right. You better believe it. See, because the devil have a worldly system. The Bible said, love not the world. That's talking about the worldly system that the devil's in charge of. He's control of that worldly system. And hallelujah. And he calls people to commit sin. There's a way that seemeth right to a man. but the end thereof are the ways of death. And people are in that broad way, and it seemed right to them. They're having fun. Hallelujah. And they think they are right. See, the devil will kill you, and he laughs at you dying. He, amen. If you, that's right, he will. The devil don't care nothing about you. He don't care about people. All he want to do is get people to be lost. He want them to follow him until they draw their last breath and be put in the lake with him. Amen. Hell was made for what? The devil and his angels, the Bible said. So if anybody else go, they're intruders. Amen. In other words, sticking nose in where it didn't blow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God's faithful tonight, saints. God's faithful tonight. It's talking about the judges. What else did it say?
Both young men.
Listen at this now. Both young men. See, the Bible said, remember now thy creator when? In the days of thy youth. That's right. While you're young, God said, remember him. That means come to him, obey him, love him, do his will. Hallelujah. Young men and old men, right?
Maidens.
Old men. God don't leave nobody out, does it? He doesn't leave nobody out. Read.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Stop right there. Let them do what?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Let them praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we doing it? Let's do it, saint. Let's praise God more than we have been. Let this year is going out, coming down to the end of the year. Let's praise God more the end of the year than we've praised him all year. We can do that, can't we?
Yes.
We can do that. So let's make a habit daily of praising God as we go about our daily task. Praise God. Yes. Well, how do you praise God? Well, you can thank him. Isn't that right? Thank him. Love him. Pray. Seek him. Say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for giving me health and strength. But above all these things, Lord, I thank you for saving my soul. Yes. Isn't that right? God, as the brother was talking about, a saved soul, a person that's saved and know God, they can have peace.
Amen.
We have peace, don't we? We have peace in the midst of all the chaos, the confusion, and people are lost. They're without God in this world. And hallelujah, hallelujah. And the devil tell them they are right. And let them go into church. My Lord, hallelujah. But God is faithful. God is true. Is there anything else? Any more of that?
What?
His name alone is excellent.
His glory is above the earth and heaven.
You hear that? Did we hear that? His glory is above what?
The heaven and the earth.
His glory is above the heaven and the earth. We're talking about God here now. Let me ask you a question. Deuteronomy 4:7. Who has a God like our God?
No one,
do that. No one have a God like our God because we are the only true God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to his holy name. God, we thank you tonight. We honor you, Lord.
You.
Is it any more? What else did it say?
He also exalted the
Lord. Hallelujah.
He also exalted the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Amen. Isn't God faithful? Give God a hand clap for being so good and so faithful. Thank God and telling us how to worship and to praise. Saints of God, we need to praise God more than we ever have. We need to worship God in spirit and in truth. And let's hold our pastor up and his wife, Sister Ben and brother sister. Let's hold them up in prayer. As we grow older, you know, as you grow older, lots of times you don't feel like doing like you felt like when you was younger, right? But one thing we can do as we get older, we can pray. Isn't that right? We can pray. Thank God, we can pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, see, right now, I feel pretty good.
Amen,
I do. Thank God. Because of the anointing, you know, the anointing, thank God. Hallelujah. The anointing. Thank God for His anointing, for His power. Thank God for His strength, for His mercy, for His grace. Hallelujah. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. He's great and He's greatly to be praised. Isn't that right? In the city of our God and in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation. Do you have that song? That's an old one. You don't have that one? Don't think so, huh? Oh, He's so good. Thank God. Give God some praise, saints. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints, as we, glory be to God, come down to the end of the year, let's really get down to business with the Lord and serve God out of a pure heart. He's looking for faithfulness. Isn't that right? God wants us to be faithful to Him. Amen. And you know, just hallelujah. We know how to be faithful. We've been taught. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. We're in a church where we've been taught the truth. Amen. So and you know, God expects us to obey the truth, doesn't He? Amen. Because we know the truth. And let's hallelujah. Thank God for victory tonight. Thank God for His peace. Play that song again, the praise song again. Amen. Hallelujah. And pray for my sweetheart and I. Pray for our family. Pray for our mother. Pray for us. Let's pray one for another. Amen. You know, I really feel love in this church. And I know I'm not what I ought to be. You know, I know that. And like I told y'all before, if y'all see me, you know, if I'm getting pretty abrasive, you might want to come over to me and say, hey, shape up, brother. Now come on down. You know, just. You know, I want to be more like the Lord. I got to be. I really want to be like the Lord. Praise God. I want to please Him. I really do. Thank God. And I thank God for, glory be to God, for a church. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, what people love God and love one another. Yeah. Isn't that right? See, because if we say we love God, whom we have not seen, and we don't love our brother, we hate our brother, whom we have seen, we're liars. We're liars, aren't we? Amen. God made it plain. Didn't it? God doesn't play. God made it plain. And He meant what He said, and He said what He meant. So let's continue to pray one for another. Let's continue to pray for each one here, the saints here. And pray for this neighborhood that God would bring people in. Thank God for Brother Mike. You live in the neighborhood, don't you? Pretty close. Thank God for Brother Mike. Hallelujah. Give him a hand. Hallelujah. God is so good, isn't He? He's so good. All right, brother, play that if you will. Thank you.
Praise, we praise, 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 praise to the One who sent. Praise, 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 praise. In one accord, we praise you, O Lord. There is no other name above. Blessed be your name. God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel, holy unto your name. Holy unto
Give him some praise. Give God some praise. He's holy.
Between.
He's holy. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory.